Oh, yes.
Woo. Thank you, Lord.
I believe God answers prayers, don't you?
Yes, he does.
Jesus said that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Paul said that we are to pray without ceasing.
Right.
One of the greatest pieces of information, amen, that I believe has ever been given to me in my ministry at the top was when we was at the fire conference many years ago, and Brother Lloyd Shoecraft taught one of those breakout classes, they call it, where they called all young ministers go to this class. And Brother Shoecraft said that many years ago, when he was just a young man, the Lord dealt with his heart and said, Lloyd Shoecraft, I don't care if you've driven, he was back then, he was a full-time evangelist. Now, of course, he's a pastor. But back then, he used to drive a lot. He said, I don't care if you drive all day long. You find an hour every day of your life to get me in prayer. And if you'll pray a solid hour every day of your life, I'll bless your ministry. And Lloyd Shoecraft said, for I forget how many years, he's been busy, he's been sick, all kinds of things, but he's made an appointment to give God a solid hour down through the years, and God has never failed to show up in his ministry. I come to tell you, you put God first, and he'll never fail to show up when you need him most.
Right.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Woo! Glory, glory, glory. Amen. Paul said, pray without ceasing. Amen. We pray, and when that answer don't come, sometimes we quit. Amen. Much like that old person, amen, that was down in a place of business, and they had left a valuable possession down there, and they called that store up and said, hey, I think I left so-and-so down there. It's worth a lot of money. And the person said, well, could you hold while I go check and see if anybody found that? And it took them a little too long, amen, to search and to look. And they came back to the phone, to a blank line. They had already hung up. They had asked, but they hung up before they got the answer. And that person found that valuable jewel, amen, that they had left, that nobody knew who to give it back to, because they hang up before they got the answer. Hey, God, don't hang up before you get the answer. Have you asked him for it? Keep on knocking. Have you asked him for it? Keep on knocking. Like that widow woman did, that unjust judge. Amen. She kept on knocking. Kept on knocking until she got the answer.
Yes, Lord. Hey.
Woo.
God bless you, Lord.
Amen. I just wonder what would happen.
Thank you, Lord.
We'd all fall on our knees and begin to pray again.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Now, Lord,
one of the greatest revivals I've ever been in my life, Brother George, when we was younger, and all the young people got hungry for God, and we got to praying. We got together, I think, one night a week praying, and every service we gathered, I can't remember if it was 30 or 45 minutes before church, and we went back there to Sunday school room, and we gathered, we began to pray. We prayed and we prayed until the fire came down. We had a 6-week revival. I think 24 souls got saved. One of the greatest revivals I've ever been a part of. Amen. When people begin to pray.
Yes,
there's something about prayer that humbles God on his throne. He comes down and answers our prayer and humbles us to move God on his throne rather. God. Hallelujah. Great God, I come to tell us, amen, that's what prayer will do, but no prayer, amen, brings no power.
You're right.
Yes, Lord.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Pray, read, study his word, fast. Get hungry for God.
That's it. That's it.
Amen. Should I get Corinthians out, Brother George? We was talking about this before church.
No.
Hallelujah.
That's it, Lord.
Go ahead.
We need to get the right concepts of a New Testament church. Do you know that today's generation, today's modern day church has corrupted view of what a New Testament church is?
Yeah.
Did you know that? We need to get back to the old, amen, great God, the old ways. Amen.
Right,
what a New Testament church is, a body of believers coming together, praying, fasting. I'm on their self under the mighty hand of God till God comes down.
Yes.
Woo! That's a New Testament church. Amen. Great God. Somebody said, oh, we're going to do 40 days of Lent nowadays. I've stood up on some of this Lent. They'll come together for so many days, they'll give up Pepsi, or they'll give up Coke, or they'll give up this, and they'll give up that. Amen. That's all fine and dandy, but great God, what's going to happen when that Lent's over? Amen. Oh, we're living in a time of what they call universalism. Amen. Oh, everybody's a child of God. Everybody's a son of God. That's not what my Bible teaches. In John 1:12, amen, but to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Amen. You got to be saved to be a child of God. You got to be born again. Amen. To be adopted in. Great God, to his kingdom. Hey, I come to tell you. Oh, they preach about purgatory. We preach about all kinds of things in this day. Add Jesus to your life. Come. Just give your life to the church. Keep shacking up. Keep drinking beer. Keep smoking cigarettes. Keep living like the world. And you'll be all right. No, that don't work. I said it don't work. We got to learn to put God first.
Amen. Come on, bro.
Glory.
Old man went to church every time the door was open. Remind me of Galley. Three doors down here.
Yeah.
Lives alongside Charlie. Old Galley told me he ain't missed a service in 25 years. He goes to the church right down below my road, my house down there, Prince of Peace. Galley can't hardly hear nothing. This old fella didn't miss a service for years. But this guy here I'm talking about was, I mean, he is stone deaf. He couldn't hear nothing. And somebody thought they was going to rattle his cage one day. And they said, son, why in the world you going out that church? You can't hear the preacher. You can't hear the music. You can't hear nothing. He said, I tell you why I go down there. To let my neighbors and my family and to let everybody know just whose side I'm on. That's why I go down there. Amen. Let them all know. Amen. As for me and my house, I'm going to serve the Lord. Hey, God. Weston and Hudson both went through that age. Weston's kind of through it. Hudson just started it not so bad as Weston did. Dad, we always got to go to church. Is that all we do is go to church? I'd rather stay home and play. When it's warm outside, them kids would rather run up and down the road and jump in a mud hole. As they wouldn't get dress clothes on and come to church. Dad, is that all we do? I stood him up and I made him look at me. I said, son, you look at me. I'm your dad and you're my son. Amen. And to the day you get old enough to walk out of this house Thursday night, we're going to church. Sunday morning, we're going to church. Sunday night, we're going to church. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. God's going to be number one around here. Woo!
Glory.
Bless
you.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Bless you,
Lord. We need to zeal to reach the lost. Our modern day church has lost the desire to reach the lost.
Yeah. Your Lord.
And I'm not getting on nobody.
It's true.
We had a pretty good turnout, really.
Yeah.
We went out there and held up signs and preached on the corner the other day, preached up over in that gazebo on the street. We had a pretty good turnout. But in general, you have a missionary event where you go out and try to reach the lost, a mission event, brother. Amen. Slim Pickens. Slim Pickens.
Yeah. Bless him, Lord.
Yeah, prayer meeting. Slim Pickens.
Woo. Bless him, Lord.
Have a church dinner. Build her up.
Good Lord. That's the truth. That's the truth. Yeah.
Woo. God didn't call us to build fellowship halls and gyms, and that's fine. I said this the other night. You know, I'm not against, I'm not going to fight churches. If we had one, we'd use it too. Amen. Try our best to anyway. I'm not against those things. Amen. But there's where we've gone to today. We closed the prayer closet down, and now we got gymnasiums. And instead of praying, our young people play. Great God. I said instead of praying, amen, our old people sit around, talk, and drink coffee. Oh, amen. We've lost our prayer meeting. We've lost an element to our churches. God help us in this last day.
Yes, Lord.
My holy God.
I don't want to lose it to you, church.
Nobody. Never.
I don't want to lose what God's put in my hands.
That's it.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
I said, I don't want to lose it. We need a missionary zeal to reach the lost. Hallelujah. Paul said, listen, amen, I'm a debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. So as much as in me, I'm ready to preach the gospel to you that are in Rome also, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God and the salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Hey, I come to tell you tonight, amen, we got to rescue some souls from the flames of hell. We got to reach out there and find some more Gary Faison back. that. See, right there, we got to go out there and find some more souls. Amen. That's near lost and near eternity. I said, we got to find, amen, some more souls. Oh, God, help us, Lord, to reach them in this hour.
Yes.
Stand with me in this house. I appreciate all of us.
You bless you, God.
And lastly, Brother George.
Thank you for your word, Lord.
I got to finish tonight. Don't worry. There won't be a third part.
Thank you, Lord.
I got to finish all but the last part, and the last part is part of another sermon that I'm working on.
Bless him, Lord.
This I've preached this lots of times. We need to remember, amen, if we're going to be God's man in this last godless hour, amen, we must remember that Jesus, his soon return is at hand.
That's it.
Woo!
My Lord.
Praise
yes, he is.
Thank you, Lord.
Brother George, my grandpa, he sort of taught me a lot how to work. My dad got hurt when I was a young age. My papa lived a long ways, but really my papa put a lot of goods down in me. I was always rushing. We spanked these porches one time. We were standing in them little spindles, in the little wood spindles. He had a great big old home porch. Yeah. And I looked and seen all that, and I was just about 14-year-old kid. Brother Tom, I started slapping that owner, son. My papa told me, he said, I don't care if you paint one of them spindles in an hour, we're going to paint it right. We're going to do it right.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Right. Amen. We're going to do it right. Hey, I tell you, I want to do it right, don't you?
Right. Right.
I want to get it right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I want to get it right.
Amen.
Amen. I want to get it right. I believe the Lord's about to come back. We need to get it right.
Oh, God.
That's right. Hear me? Yes, the Lord's about to come back. We need to get it right.
Amen, brother.
I said we need to get it right. Amen. He's coming. It's nigh at hand. Great God. I said, great God. Amen. There's a lot to be done for the Lord himself. Amen. Shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ is going to rise first. And then we which are alive and remain shall be called up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Amen. Great God, he told them to comfort one another with these words, that the Lord's return is nigh at hand. And I'm going to finish my message tonight, amen, telling you, get ready. The Lord's coming. He's nigh at hand. So after my grandpa taught me how to paint them spindles, then he'd give me a job to do, Brother Tommy, after he saw that I had a habit of not doing it right. Then he'd come, Brother Jamie, he'd say, you do this, Jason, and he'd come back every couple hours and check on me to see how I was doing.
That's right.
Woo.
Yes, sir.
Blessed be.
I come to tell you, church, I believe he's about to come back and check on us. Amen. We may go out. Amen. A lot sooner than what you think.
Hallelujah.
Thank God. I don't want to give too much of my next message away if I preach it the next time. Amen. But I'm working on a message. Well, I better watch out. Will the church go through the tribulation? Listen to me. Will the church go through the tribulation? Well, amen. I'm about to mess it up right here for every preacher. I come to tell you, Brother Tommy. Amen. Some of them's called my wife. A few people's called me nervous, Brother Jason. I don't know about all this is coming up. I don't know about all this. Amen. The government's starting to mandate. And once again, I'm not trying to open up a can of worms. I've already stated this very plain. Amen. I think it's a great idea to wear a mask. Amen. Great God. So I'm not trying to open up a can of worms right here. But what does bother me is when our government can mandate and say, if you don't do this, then you can't go to the store. You can't go to the restaurant. You can't fly on a plane. That's what bothers me. Amen. And some of us said, Brother Jason, is this the mark of the beast? Is this, amen, the end of all of it? Amen. I come to tell you, church, this ain't the mark of the beast. Amen. Listen to me. This is not the mark of the beast. It can't be the mark of the beast, because when the Antichrist goes to setting up his kingdom, you might be here, but I ain't gonna be here. Hey, God, I come to tell you, in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. And then the Bible said he's gonna rapture this church up out of here. And I'm getting up. I'm not sticking around for the tribulation.
Hallelujah, Lord.
That's right. Thank you, Lord.
I don't want to ruin it.
Thank you, Lord.
Ruin a good message that I preached already. That ain't preached yet. But somebody said, well, I believe you're going to go through half the tribulation. Somebody said, I believe you're going to go through all 7 years of tribulation. Amen. Some believe you're going to go through 7 years. Some believe you're going to go through 3.5. Some believe you're going to go out in the first load. I'm going out in the first load.
Amen.
Amen. I think this Bible's very plain on that.
That's right.
Hallelujah. I think it's very plain on that. But, Brother George, I got a question.
Bless him, Lord.
If you're going to go through 3.5 years of the tribulation period, you got to know when the tribulation starts.
That's right.
When, has it started already?
Come on. No.
If I'm going to sit here and preach and say I've got to live 3.5 years of tribulation, then I'm getting out. We got to know when it starts.
That's right. That's it.
Come on.
Yep. Woo.
That's right.
Woo. Hey, I come to tell you tonight, hey man, I come to preach and to warn us about the soon coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not looking for the Antichrist. I'm looking for Jesus Christ. Hey, I said I'm looking for Jesus Christ. Amen. To come rapture the saints up out of here.
Amen.
Somebody help me on this pen. I'm done. Great God. Oh, I come to tell you tonight, church. We are God's people in a sinful generation. We are God's people where the light has almost gone out. Keep the light burning, church. Keep the light burning. Amen. That's what the Old Testament did. That's what I preached about the other night. Abihu and Abinadab, they got in trouble because they brought strange fire from outside of the temple and they brought it in the house of God. When God put a fire burning on that altar, and he said, let the fire forever burn. Don't ever let it go out. I come to tell you, church, don't let the fire go out.
Amen.
God help.
Glory to God.
Don't let the fire go out.
My Lord.
Don't let the fire go out.
Holy God.
You got something protected.
Yes,
out there in Yellowstone National Park, they used to have what they call the falling of the fire.
Yep.
They had a big rock cliff, a big high wall out there. And it was an annual event. People would drive from thousands of miles away, around the world actually, to come watch the fire fall. Brother George. Amen. And after that great Yellowstone National disaster fire they had, they stopped the falling of the fire. But out there in Yellowstone, when they had that, they would get on top of that big high wall, and they'd set massive trees and logs on fire, big old fire. And when they got burning so hot, they'd get that big metal plate, and they'd push that fire off. And they said it was just amazing to see, watch the fire fall over that cliff. They call it the falling of the fire. That young boy had remember watching that over and over as a young child growing up, and he had moved off in a long ways. And he come back one year, he remembered the annual weekend that it happened. And he came back, and he came to Yellowstone, and he was waiting to watch the fire fall. And finally found him a park ranger. He said, sir, I come to watch the fire fall. And he said, I ain't heard nobody talk about it. I can't find the falling of the fire. And that park ranger looked at that young boy, and he said, son, I'm sorry, but the fire don't fall around here anymore. Fire don't fall around here anymore. I wonder how many churches across America no longer have the fire falling. God, I'm your eyes, I'm your ears, I'm your arms, I'm your legs, I'm your mouth. I want to let the fire fall in my name. Don't let the fire go out. Don't let the fire go out. But let it forever burn on the altar. Won't you pray with me, Lord? I thank you, God, for this service tonight. I preach to you, Lord, the best I knew how. For your people, for you, Lord. Oh, God, I pray, Lord, that you let somebody in this house get a hold of it. Let somebody in this house realize that they're God's people in a dark, godless situation. Get a hold of the fire again. Come on, come on. Lord, let them move right here in the altars. We open them up tonight, Lord, to find the fire of God in them. Find the Holy Ghost in your life again. Find the fire of God one more time. Come on, come on. Oh, let the fire fall. Let it fall in your life. Let it fall in your heart. Let the Holy Ghost move amongst us. Get hungry again. Pray, study, read. Get a desire for God again in your life, in your heart, in your family. Get it in your heart again. Let the fire of God fall.
Hey,